turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. I'm looking at verse 29, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29, where the Word of God says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your goodness to us. We cannot begin to enumerate all the blessings that you bestow upon us on a moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, week by week basis. We're just grateful, Lord, that you're God who so loved us. And we pray, Lord, that through these messages this week, that each one of us perhaps renew the vows that they once made to serve you and to be a witness for you. We ask your blessings now upon the chalk drawings we'll be showing in a little bit, that you'd get honor and glory from it, and we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. I was thinking about what I was going to preach tonight, and this message came up, and I thought, well, okay, Lord, if that's the one you want me to do, why, okay, I'll do it. So that's what I want to do, is try to get this message across. There's no question in our mind that today, if there's one thing that the church needs, when I say the church, I'm not talking about this piece of furniture and brick and mortar and paint and all that. I'm not talking about that. And I think this church is wise enough, and you've been taught well enough to know that I'm talking about you. Talking about you, the church. You're the one that makes the difference. When he said that the church is about that far from going under, well, there was a few people here that cared about this work. And they called me and asked me to come up and to help find a pastor. And I just took a few weeks, a few months, and came up, and we prayed over it, and saw some preachers, and the Lord, the fact of the matter is, the Lord did it. I didn't do anything except just come up here and sort of preach a little bit, and so forth and so on. But God has a way of doing things, and if we can tap into that. That's that power that God has. He's the one that just spoke, and the whole universe was made. So if we could tap into that power just a smidgen, just a little bit, we can make things happen that would be a miracle. You know, our lives ought to be, on a daily basis, ought to be a I think I have it written down. Let me just read what I have. Your daily life is to be a series of impossibilities made possible by God's power. Huh? Let me read it one more time. Your daily life, my daily life, our daily life, is to be a series of impossibilities made possible by God's power. That's a tremendous statement. I wish I'd thought of it, you know, but it's a true statement. We need God's power in our life. And you're looking at a time when we're going to need some supernatural power just to survive in this world. And I'm not being I'm not trying to paint a real dark picture and get everybody all circled. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I am trying to make you aware of the fact that each of us as individuals need to have a relationship with God that is so close that we can use His power to reach people for Jesus Christ. We need to reach people for Christ. The fields are white and ready for harvest. And we need the power to be the witness we need to be to reap a harvest. The need for the power. Every one of us agrees that we need God's power. We need it for living. And Lord knows that. Just living, getting up in the morning and putting on our clothes and walking out into this world, we need God's power just to do that. You say, well, a lot of people are doing that without God's power. Yeah, but I don't like to look at their lives. The life that I want to live is something that I enjoy. And I don't know about you, but I enjoy life. Yeah, I got some knee aches just like you do. I got some back aches just like you do. I've got problems just like you. And I've had some issues through the years. But I like what God's done with my life. It's not maybe not the best, and your life may be better, but I'm telling you that I love life. I love my wife, too. I just thought I'd throw that in. That never hurts, fellas. Never hurts. Just kind of toss it in there and get a little kiss in after the service, of course. We need God's power just to live a life that pleases God. You get out in this world when God says we're not to love the world, hey, we have got firsthand information on that. All we have to do is just go outside and look around and see what's happening in our area and in our state and in our country and in this world, and we can say, hey, we need God's power in our life. We need God's power for witnessing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't like to witness to somebody. You ever had a problem like that? There been somebody that you knew you ought to give a tract to, but you didn't do? You just walked away from it? Yeah. We need God's power for just the to be a witness for God. And there's not that much to it, you know, to hand a person a tract. You know, they're not going to slap you down. They're not, they may throw the tract down. I've had them do that. I've had them chase me out of the store, you know, and come and run me down and give my tract back to me. But I've never had anybody to beat me up for it. Yet. Maybe you have, you know. But I'm saying we need God's power in this life that we're living. If we need it, then why don't we have it? Why is it that we go powerless when we have such a great need for it? Reason for powerlessness, okay? They ask a German general why they lost World War II. Well, it's because they couldn't speak English, I guess. It could be, I don't know. But they asked this German general, why the Germans lost World War II. And he gave some reason. Here's one of them. Broken communications. You know, I read this list, and when I read the list, I said to myself, wow, that'll preach. Broken communications, when you don't have any contact with where your source of power is, it's kind of hard to win anything. Broken communications, lack of air power. See, that'll preach, you know. Prayers and spiritual and air and all that. Yeah. Air, we need it. We need it. Lack of oil. Oil's a picture of the Holy Spirit. Okay, we can use that. Isn't that the way it is, though? I mean, Bible says if you have not because you ask not. One time Jesus was talking to his disciples, and one of them was asking him about this matter of the Holy Spirit, and he told him, he said, I can't remember, it's terrible when I forget the story, but it had to do with the fact that he said, if you ask, it'll come to me in a second here. I don't have it marked down, that's the problem. Anyway, it's to the effect that if he asked a fish, would he give him a scorpion? And if he, you know, anybody know what I'm talking about up here? Good night. Somebody help me out. Throw me a bone. Do anything. The truth of the matter is, if we ask God for the power, if we ask God for the Spirit of God, if our life is clean and we have that right, if our life is pleasing to God, we have every right to come to Him and say, Lord, I need Your filling. I need to be filled with the Spirit of God. You've told me in the Word of God that we're to be filled with the Spirit of God, and that's what I want. The Spirit of God is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit and the power of God, same thing. We're supposed to go to, remember the disciples were to go to Jerusalem and they were to wait for the Spirit of God to come down on them, the power of God. And when Peter preached that day, 3,000 saved? Wow, that's the power of God. That's what we need today. You say, you mean if I get the power of God, those 3,000 will get saved? Hey, I'm not going to say no. I don't know what God's going to do with an individual's life. I do know this. We need power. The power of God in our life. And we can have it. I believe it's available, and I believe we ought to be asking God for it. I think we ought to put our life up on the platform and say, Lord, this is my life. Point something out. If it's wrong, I'll change it. I'll be what You want me to be. Give me Your power. The Apostle Paul, he understood what the power of God was. Broken communications, a lack of air power, a lack of oil, failure at the source of supply. Wow, yeah. Well, that German general, he just lost the war because he's on the wrong side. That's simple, isn't it? He's on the wrong side. I believe when you get on the right side, you win the wars. God gives power to man. I like that verse in Zechariah, don't you? There used to be a preacher on the radio that quoted that at the beginning of his radio program. It had to do with Zerubbabel, God speaking to Zerubbabel, saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." You know, God can use anything. if you got muscles like Brother Matt, you could, you know, he can use it, and God can. But God's not looking necessarily for people with muscle. He's just looking for people with a will to just serve God. That's all it takes. Power belongs to God. He gives power to glorify God. If you want God's power on your life, Lord, if you place me in a position where you can use me, I'll glorify you with my life. I guarantee you God will do something with your life. He wants us to be like that. He gives power to man to serve. He gives power to man to witness. How many times in a day do you find yourself saying, thank you, Lord, for a parking spot, or thank you, Lord, for gas being cheaper? I haven't seen that one for a long time, have we? I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking about, the little things in life. We get up in the morning and instead of saying, okay, instead of saying, Lord, this is a great day to be alive, and I'm just so excited what you're going to have for me today. Instead we go, is the coffee on? Huh? Well, anyway. God's power given doesn't mean a freedom from suffering. I think we know that. Thousands of martyrs through the years have given their life and suffered giving their life. So we know that's not true. But they have God's power on them. Oh, you need to get to Fox's Book of Martyrs and read some of the stories in there. Or get some information about Richard Wurmbrand and read his life story. You want to see what it takes to live for God and how God will take care of you and give you the power that you need when you need it. To live victoriously, to be a witness successfully, you need to first of all recognize God's power. You need to recognize it. You know, somehow or another, I have the feeling that so many Christians, I was saved, I trusted Christ as my Savior, and I'm saved and I know it. And that's the extent of their spirituality, is the fact that they know they got saved. When God has far more for us than just that. Some of you are still fighting that sin which does so easily beset you. And every revival, you go through the same thing. You come to the altar and you pray and you get up and go. And the next thing you know, why that sin is back in your life, and you come back to the altar and you go back and forth. Wouldn't you like to just be rid of it one time? Just get rid of the thing. It comes with a complete surrender. You see, God needs the keys to all the rooms of your heart, not just the ones you've picked out. Yeah, that's cool. You know, when you turn the radio on, what station is on? Is it 88.7? Is it 88.7 or is it 1050? 1050, isn't that it? Isn't that it, Matt? He didn't fall for that, did he? I don't know. I'm just talking about the Oakland station, I think it was one time or another. All I'm saying God wants to use each one of us. God must have the key to every room in your heart if he's to do anything with you. If you hold out then that blocks God from using you. It's just one area that he has to say, I can't do anything until I get the key. Contact with God. You must be in contact, continual communication with God. You can't just, have this slip and miss thing. Can I ask you a question? Do you read your Bible every day? No, I don't want anybody to answer because I don't want to embarrass anybody. And all I'm saying, these are just simple, these are things that we all know we should do. But so many of us are not doing them. Our prayer life, oh my. There's one I have to hide my head in shame because I fail that test periodically. None of us pray as much as we ought to anyway. Worshiping God? How about meditation on the Word of God? Do you ever just get alone with God and read a portion of Scripture and just let the Spirit of God, are you letting Him talk to you during this time of meditation, or are you sawing logs part of the time? He's looking for people. Just faithful service, that's what he's looking forward to. And you can't have faithful service without God's power on your life. You can go through the motions and you can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool God. That's the problem. A picture hung in a rich museum of a house which had burnt to the ground. Grass and vines grew up over the ruin and the once beautiful stairs. But in the very middle of the basement grew a sturdy oak tree, straight as a die and strong. I thought about that illustration for several, for a good little while. I said, exactly what are you trying to tell us in this thing? And I guess what it just boils down to is something that's so simple you almost go over it. And that is that God can take the ruins of a ruined life and he can bring a new life into play in that life, out of the middle of that ruin. And make something strong and beautiful with God's power on it. None of us that are in here tonight are past the point of no return. But we all have little things in our life that God is, I trust, will point out as the days go by in this meeting, where God picks it out and you repent of it, you confess it. You get it off of your, out of your mind, out of your heart. God wants to do something in this church. I've never seen a church that's so active. You guys have got something going on all the time, and I'm not running that down. I'm just saying, God is using this church. But I just wonder if we could step it up one more notch. That's what this meeting is about. Just step it up one more notch. Just one more room that you give to God, where you give him the key and say, okay, Lord, this is the one that has been holding me back, and I'm giving you the key, and I'm asking you to get rid of the sin that's in my life. The sin which does so easily beset us. And we all got something. We just need God's power to get rid of it. Heavenly Father, I pray now as we look at the chalk drawing that perhaps there'll be something that will stir our hearts that would cause us to be more effective for you. Thank you again for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.